and welcome to the Equine Physio and Rehabilitation Podcast. My name is Dr. Gillian Tabor. I'm a chartered physiotherapist and I specialise in the treatment and the rehabilitation of horses. So this podcast is part two of the conference and camps series that I am indulging in. I'd like to just feedback from the experiences that I've had this summer, because I've been fortunate enough to go to three conferences, both to present research, to obviously learn a huge amount, but also to speak at a couple of them. And then also the Pony Club camps, where I've had some special experiences this year. So part one covered ISEEP and Pony Club camp number one. And then I went from that Pony Club camp and went straight into the Equitation Science Conference. So the ISES, the International Society for Equitation Science Conference, was held at Hartbury University this year. And it was run by my amazing colleague, Dr. Jane Williams, who organised an amazing conference, and people came from all over the world. So this society is slightly different in the way that it's sort of broad but specialist. That doesn't make sense now I say that, but it covers behaviour. It covers the welfare of horses, quality of life, the management of horses, horse care, horse training, but it also looks at performance and how we can optimise performance for the horse. And it's, you know, quite a voice out there, getting sort of increasing recognition for thinking about the science behind training and welfare. So how horses learn, you know, how they respond to our cues, how we can improve that for them, and then also thinking about how that applies in the real world. So I actually, you know, I'm a member of the society. I've actually got a research master's degree, which is titled Equitation Science. So, you know, I've been sort of adapting my knowledge over the years, sort of based from some of this research that comes from this society. So I was very grateful to be asked to present on this conference. So on the second day of the conference, they have a practical day, and I was asked to talk to the audience about pain and sort of recognition of pain in a horse from both a physio point of view, but from an owner's point of view, and also to hopefully upskill some of the participants who might be riding coaches or behaviourists, or also, you know, vets with their so upskill them in the way that we can look at it from a practical application point of view. So I went into one of the indoor arenas and expected an audience of about sort of 20 or 30 people, and was shocked when the whole sort of gallery filled up. I don't know how many people were there, but there were a lot more people than I was expecting. There was me sort of mic'd up with one horse, stood in front of them, and then just let loose talking about pain. Now, I hate to say that it's my favourite subject, but it's what I work with on a day-to-day basis. So we looked at the sort of the clues for pain, the pain faces, the behavioural ethograms, and also then looked at how the horse's posture had developed as a result of pain, and what clues we could pick up from just looking at the horse. And then we looked at the horse move, and then we looked at the horse, I palpated the horse and looked at responses. I was so fortunate that a student from Hartbury was grateful enough to loan her horse for the session. So she was there holding him, and she wasn't worried about me sharing the fact that he was undergoing some investigations for pain, multi-limb pathology and back pain as well. And as sad as it is that he was uncomfortable, it did make for a very good demonstration, because we could pick up some of the areas that he was showing us that he was uncomfortable. Because the whole purpose was about subtle signs of pain. You know, it's easy when a horse bucks you off or won't put their foot to the ground, but when it's more subtle and perhaps the horse is very well trained and isn't necessarily showing you those signs, we have to be very skilled, we have to be a detective to try and actually uncover what's going on with them. And he did show signs of pain through lameness and palpation, and also his muscular arrangement, his posture had changed as a result of the pain. So that was very good. So I did two sessions for that, and I hope that there was good feedback from, there certainly was from the people that I spoke to. They found it really interesting, and it was great that I had an opportunity to do it as a practical session rather than as a sort of theory session, because that would have made it quite dry. I went to another session. I had an opportunity to go and visit Marianne Davies's session, who was talking about sort of skill acquisition in riders and the, you know, the horse rider dyad. She could have talked for days and days and days, and I could have listened to it because it's absolutely fascinating and it's something that I'm interested in exploring. And in fact, she has her own podcast. It's called River Tiger Dynamics Coaching Podcast. It's very different from this podcast. It's quite sort of theoretically based, and I have to listen very carefully because it talks a lot about modern coaching science, which is very different from that I've been exposed to before. But I'm always willing to learn, and I've learned so much, and thinking about how to apply that into rehabilitation is something that I'm looking into at the moment. So the other opportunity that I had at this conference was to present one of my students' projects. So I supervised an MSc Equine Science project from a lady called Kirsten, who lives in Italy. She couldn't come over for the presentation, so I got to present her study, which was about the rate of injury in veterinary physiotherapists. And I started by putting my hand up to say, I'm Gillian, I'm a veterinary physiotherapist, and I've been injured in my job because nearly 3 years ago, I got run over by one of my clients' horses as it was running away from tractor, starting behind it, and I broke some ribs. So the statistics that I presented were quite personal because I was one of them. But the rate of injury in physios is relatively high, the same as it is with vets. So we are in a high risk profession, so we need to take care. And she was looking to see whether people that understood learning theory better had a lower rate of injury. And what we found actually was physios didn't really know much about learning theory. And that's a topic that I can explore on another podcast. But learning theory is to, you know, how horses respond to our interventions and also cues from the environment, and, you know, how they respond and how they learn. It was quite surprising that physios didn't. Now, I have started to include lectures on learning theory and also about emotional arousal and the valence. So, you know, whether horses perceive things and we do as positive or negative, and, you know, stress versus distress. We talk about that a lot in my teaching now. So hopefully I can send out my students to be aware of the risks and potentially safer. Okay, so there are lots of presentations, some keynotes again, one on machine learning, which is interesting, and talking about the sort of state of welfare in performance horses, and lots of research on behaviour and movement science and tracking horses. It was really interesting. And some of the discussions that you have there are good, and the opportunity to socialise with some of your peers and some of those that you sort of recognise again from publishing, and you've cited them in your studies quite a lot, I think is always quite interesting. For instance, Dr. Andrew McLean was there, and he's published a lot about learning theory and the application of it into our day-to-day management of horses. So that was a good conference. So yes, I went straight from there back into Pony Club Camp number 2. We were still having a heat wave in the UK, so lessons are all modified. I had to work around it, so saw some clients in this week as well. So I was in and out of camp, but my daughter's fairly self-sufficient these days, and the parents that were there were amazing, and the coach is brilliant, so I didn't have to worry about that. But again, I had an opportunity to do another badge, and this time I did the learning theory with a badge, learning theory Pony Club badge with the students. So I set them up, they had a task, they had to get somebody from A to B, and they could either do it with voice only, with touch only, with sort of mime, and with food. And so we talked about using those quadrants of operant conditioning, so negative and positive reinforcement. We talked about punishment and which is best. We talked about classical conditioning, Pavlov's dogs, and they really got it. And then I set them an exercise to talk me through how they could get the horse to approach something scary using operant conditioning. So pressure and release, and then reward reinforcement. And interestingly, they really liked the reward, although they had some suggestions about avoiding which might help the horse be less stressed. But when I said, well, what if you needed to actually get them somewhere, you know, into a trailer or, you know, over a puddle they didn't want to go to. And so they had to think about that. And again, they came up with some fabulous ideas. And it was quite tricky for them, you know, coming from a pony club environment where, yes, they're allowed to, you know, smack their horse or towel their horse off. So if anything, I hope I've left them with the idea that they need to include more reward in their training. You know, when something goes well, they need to say good boy, good girl, they need to give them a pat, they need to release them from the pressure they're under, so give them a long rein, let them rest, and also you know, when they're in with them in the stables, perhaps some nice sort of positive touch, some scratching and things like that is going to actually help develop a more positive relationship with their horses. So good opportunity again. And so all the kids that went to the second camp have got two badges, equine behaviour and learning theory. And I hope to be able to teach that again to another group of students or pony club members next year. Okay, so then I left that camp and then went straight to Cambridge. And Cambridge was where the Association of Veterinary Rehab and Physiotherapy or Physical Therapy Conference was held. So this conference, again, I've been to a couple of times before, both times in Knoxville, Tennessee in the UK, once in 2002 and once in 2018. This conference is supposed to be held every 2 years, but because of COVID, it wasn't. And it was absolutely amazing. It was organised by an ACPAT, so a physio colleague of mine called Di Messam, and she did an outstanding job. So there are over 500 delegates here, and the there was a mix of speaking and research presentations and, excuse me, socialising, of course. I had to miss the first day because it was A-level results day at home, which I wanted to be home for, but I went for the second day and got to listen in to some fascinating talks on rehab. So they have a small animal stream and an equine stream that run parallel and you can switch between them. And it was also live streamed and recorded, so anything you missed, you could watch. Or you could be somewhere else whilst watching the presentations. And then on the Saturday, on the Friday night, our ACPAT chair and Manessa organised some punting at the backs of the River Cam, which was fascinating. The great things about these conferences is the social side of it, because you do get to experience and explore these places that, you know, I live in the UK, but I'd never been to Cambridge before, so I got that in opportunity. So yes, a social gala, which was good fun with a bit of dancing. And then on the Saturday, I had been asked to speak and I had a session on clinical reasoning for equine rehabilitation. And I talked about, you know, an evidence-based but pragmatic approach. And I hope I left the audience with some ideas as to how to modify training if you don't have everything you need. So what do you do if you don't have hills? You know, what can you do if your horse's behaviour isn't sort of on point with you? How to progress, how to regress, and how to know when a rehab programme should be stepped up, and some of the sort of ideas. And also, you know, it was evidence-based, but a lot of this pragmatism is based on experience and from myself and from owners and also their facilities and what's available to them. So that was, my session in the morning. And then the afternoon session. So I was invited to be part of the final session, the closing address. And I said yes, because it sounded interesting. I had no idea what I'd let myself in for. And it was one of the most ridiculous, but the strangest and the fun things that I'd ever done on stage in my physio career. So it was an Oxford debate. So an Oxford debate is usually fairly formal. You have two sides and they have time to present their arguments, either for or against the proposition. Then it's open to the floor to discuss, and then final rebuttals, and then the audience votes either for or against the proposition. Sounds wonderful. The topic was face-to-face rehabilitation or physiotherapy versus online rehabilitation. Now, I was put in the online category. And just to say, you know, online is only an alternative to face-to-face where you don't have the option for face-to-face, or perhaps you want to reach an expert who isn't available to you locally, or perhaps you're, you know, you're looking to build your knowledge so that you would, you know, you would go online to discuss and review what you were doing with somebody. And actually, I work with clients online on that basis. You know, they might need a little bit more support than they're getting locally, or just sort of alternative views, which is absolutely amazing. But it would never replace face-to-face physiotherapy. So I want to say that. But we were tasked with making it humorous and light because it was the last session, so it had to be a little bit silly. So the team for the pro face-to-face dressed up as Bond and Cookies, a Bond girl. So these were Dr. Matt Bronke and Laurie Edge Hughes, who are well known sort of in the sort of in this area for small animal rehab. So Matt is a vet and Laurie is a physical therapist in Canada. And then I was paired with Debs, I think, Agros. Her surname is, oh, I'm going to get this wrong, and apologies, Debs, if you ever listen to this, but she is a small animal vet and physical therapist, and then there's me as an equine physiotherapist. And we were Dr. No and Dr. Evil. So we got to, we borrowed some gowns, so academic gowns, so I had a mortarboard and a black gown on, and we came on stage and basically hammed it up. I said that I didn't need to be there face to face because my clients are all amazing, so they didn't need me to do any, and this is a quote from another physio, rubby dubby pulley pushy squishy wishy kind of hands-on stuff. I also said that I could steal everybody's clients all over the world, and I also said I made better profits because I didn't have to drive to everybody. So my arguments are completely not ones that I believe in, but you know, I was told to go all out, and I think I did. But we got a lot of laughs from the audience. At one point where I suggested that, or actually the opposing team said that teaching students would be like teaching robots, I suggested to the audience, who contained a number of my students and ex-students, that actually it would be quite good if they're all robots. It would make my life much easier. So you can see where this went. It was rather amusing. But it was fun, and I hope I don't get tarred with the brush of being Dr. Evil in my practice ever again. But sometimes, you know, you have to do what you're asked to do, and yes, I did full on. So that was finished last weekend, and I have just taken a couple of days off to recover, and I will be back to work as normal. Actually, I have got some clients today and tomorrow. I'm supposed to be on holiday, but I need to catch up a little bit. And I do enjoy my face-to-face job and not being Dr. Evil, so I wanted to get back out on the road as soon as I could. Although I have managed to have a couple of lie-ins, so I think I've recovered some of my sleep from all this traveling. So as a conclusion, I urge any of you that are interested in research to think about doing some research that could be presented at any of these conferences. There are smaller university-led conferences. So for a couple of years, Bishop's Burton has done an equine performance conference in the UK. Hartbury has done its research conference. So you don't have to go to these sort of 3 or 4 day ones and go all out to a big audience of 500. You can practice on presenting your research in short format to smaller audiences and build up. That's how I started. But also, if you want to learn, even as an owner, going to some of these conferences would be really interesting to see what goes on out there to educate and inform your vets and your therapists and your farriers, so that actually you know that we are constantly trying to improve, we're constantly learning so that we can be the best for your horses. And although, you know, I do enjoy the social side of it, it's lovely to meet all these people and finally put sort of faces to names, and oh, to be honoured to have the opportunity to present at some of these and to speak as well, you know, is something very special. I come back with my brain full of knowledge and trying to work out how I can apply that, it both in teaching my students at Hartbury, but also when I'm working with my clients on a one-to-one basis. So yeah, they are fabulous opportunities. So I hope you forgive me for being indulgent and providing you with this reflection on my last couple of months. And as I said, I'll be back to normal service in September. But if you have any ideas of topics that you want me to discuss, things that you know, you're interested in, and things that I can explore more in this long format rather than just the short chats or the short social media posts, then drop me a line. Leave a comment under wherever you listen to this, or get in touch with me on social media. Instagram, I'm at Dr. Gillian Tabor Physio. On Facebook, I'm Gillian Tabor Equine Physio and Rehabilitation. And then my website is www.gilliantabor.co.uk. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope to catch you soon.